days that maybe the families would settle in communities, and maybe they would be living 5 or 6, 7 miles apart, you know. And I think maybe that that there was a lot of the children was educated at home. Mm-hmm. And I know it used to be that the church doubled as a church and a school. The last one of them that I ever saw was down here at Pleasant Hill. I went to the church where they, but I never did go there as when it was used as school. I have visited there when it was used as a school, because I had an uncle and aunt that went to summer school. But I myself, I had to walk two and a half miles right up through the woods all by myself when I was 10 years old going to school. Rain or shine, it didn't make any difference.
That's something that had to be done, man.
It was, and if, when I got home, if I'd got wet from the rain, well, I just changed clothes and had to get out, get in the wood and do the night work, we called it. In the wintertime, school was from 8 till 4, and that didn't leave very much daylight.
Mm. Well, what about your other grandparents on your father's side? Was your grandfather a farmer too? Or?
Yeah, he was a farmer. That's all I ever knew him to ever do, a farmer.
And his wife?
She was a housewife. She was a little bitty woman. I never knew her to weigh over about 100 to 110 pounds. Mm. And she was very meticulous about her house. She'd take a tow sack and she'd boil all of the old fuzz out of it. Mm-hmm. And she would have Grandpa build him a shelf right at the edge of the back porch. And she kept a bucket and a wash pan there. And he had to wash his hands and dry them on his tow sack, and then come in the house up on the back porch and wash his hands and dry them on the towel.
There's no two ways about it.
That was...
not going to get in unless you clean.
And you could lay down on her floor with a white shirt on and you didn't get dirt. She scrubbed them floors with old lye soap. After so long a time, this old pine lumber just turned nearly white where you'd scrub it with lye soap. When I say scrub, I mean scrub. Boy, they get put the water and soap on the floor and get an old stiff broom and
add a lot of elbow grease.
Add a lot of elbow grease.
You mentioned broom just then. Have you ever seen an old tiny broom, maybe made out of nothing but brush?
Brush broom?
Right.
Yeah. I've seen these brush brooms that people used to make them to clean the yard with.